right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the inaugural episode of the Gym Fear podcast thing that I'm going to be doing in, well, from now to whenever the fuck I stop doing YouTube, I guess. Which isn't going to be anytime soon if I have anything to do about it. I got a couple of updates, which, I mean, I'm just going to try and get through those, and then I'm going to get on to other shit. But this is going to be a very kind of relaxed podcast. If you ever watch, if you ever listen, rather, to Aaron Clary's podcast, where he turns on the microphone and he just kind of goes on about whatever he fucking wants to talk about and does a couple of news items, that'll pretty much be this podcast, except with me! I mean, Aaron's way smarter than me, so I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. You should probably go listen to his. But I'll try and keep it under 2 hours for you guys. If this gets received well on YouTube, then I'll probably try and work on putting it on SoundCloud and iTunes and stuff like that, because apparently anybody can get on fucking iTunes nowadays. But that way, if you're at work and you need something to fucking listen to, because I do this, I got my iPhone, my fucking caveman iPhone down here, and I got the podcast app, and I just listen to stuff like Joe Rogan and Aaron Clary and the Honey Badger Radio, and I'm about to look into the Russian history podcast advertised by Aaron Clary. It's really cool sounding thing. They go through just about the entirety of Russian history, which I'm very interested in. I just love history. I love learning shit. So that sounds like a fun podcast. If you got any podcasts that you like to listen to, list them in the comments below. I'll check it out. I got a steady job now, and it's manual labor, so I need shit to listen to keep my fucking mind occupied so I don't go stir crazy in this goddamn warehouse. But yeah, so updates. Now, I don't mean this to be, like, a complete update video or anything, and I never wanted this channel to be just for update videos, which is oddly what it's becoming now, but I'll try and get through these quick. Okay, so, narrations are coming back. Like I say, I got a steady job now. I have a lot of time in the evenings to do whatever the fuck I want, and seeing as how talking into a microphone, unless I'm, like, trying to voice act or something, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. It's the editing that really gets you. That's where you get bogged down at. But I'm bringing narrations back, and they're not just going to be of scary stories, although I am going to be pulling them from nightlore.com? Yeah, nightlore.com. You know, Night Lore, all one word. It's run by my friend Dimension Bucket, and it's all of the stories are under a Creative Commons Attribution License International. So basically, if a story is on here, you can feel free to do whatever you want with it. The purpose that Dimension Bucket had for this website was basically so a shit show like what happened with, what's his fucking name? The guy who wrote Funny Mouth and Abandoned by Disney and, God, I cannot remember this dude's fucking online handle. But that guy, yeah, he went after Mr. Creepypasta and a couple of other people for having narrated some of his stories. And the whole narration community just kind of imploded and it turned into a real kind of fuck you, pay me situation with the writers. So Dimension Bucket wanted to make sure that this didn't happen again, that people had at least one website where they could be absolutely certain that they would be safe from that kind of thing. And I was thinking about doing a story here tonight, but I started to feel sick today. You can probably hear it in my voice right now. But with my nose all clogged up like it is, I didn't really feel like doing a story. I can sit here and talk for an hour or so, but I'm not gonna actually try and do anything that sounds, well, I hate to sound like I'm not taking this seriously, but, you know, something that has to sound professional, like a recorded narration. So, if you guys watched my last video, I had an idea for a cartoon that I was basically going to teach myself how to draw, and I was going to look up some animation stuff and find some good software and teach myself how to do that. That didn't pan out. Life got in the way. Life very much got in the way of all of that. It just, everything went so fucking south. It's ridiculous. I'm not really going to get into the specifics because I don't really want to burden you guys with my personal problems, but rest assured that it wasn't just laziness that that prevented me from doing all of that. I had a lot of stuff around the house that I had to take care of, and I'm not just talking chores here. But, yeah, that I am not giving up on, because I still like the idea that I had. Basically, what I'm going to do is, because I'm fairly decent at putting audio work together, I mean, I'm not as good as Dimension Bucket, but, you know, I make do. Basically, I'm going to turn that into an audio drama. And I say drama, it's really meant to be more of a comedy, but I'm going to turn that into an audio drama. I've got time set aside with which I'm going to use to write this thing, and I'm going to cast some people. I've got a few ideas for a couple of the characters. I'm going to be playing one of them. Most of the other people are going to be Laughably Dapper people. And if you guys remember Laughably Dapper, you guys should really go subscribe to their YouTube channel. You should also subscribe to the SoundCloud and check out the website every now and again. And subscribe also to Dramatically Dapper, because that's another thing that I'm going to be doing. The Right Hand of Doom and Arcane Razil, my good friends, have decided to make the horrible, horrible mistake of putting my terminally lazy ass in charge of Dramatically Dapper. And basically, it breaks down like this. Laughably Dapper is going to be Doom and Razzle's thing. They write pretty much all of the stories there, and everybody else kind of comes together and helps to bring them to life through narration and voice acting. Well, it's more voice acting than narration. And I edit the voice stuff together, and then Razzle puts in sound effects and music, which, hey, perfectly fine with me. She does a great job. If you go listen to the first two episodes, don't listen to the Halloween thing. The Halloween thing sucks. We were trying to do it live. It wouldn't work. Skype was being an absolute fucking cunt waffle. It was just terrible. So yeah, don't listen to that. Listen to the Christmas episodes, the two-part Christmas thing. But yeah, Dramatically Dapper is going to be the place where we put group narrations that aren't, like, my personal projects or anybody else's personal projects. It's something that we want the group to do. So I'm putting together an audio adaptation of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's The Lost World. I'm changing it as little as possible. I'm planning this to be the most faithful adaptation of The Lost World ever made. Because, yes, I have watched all of the movies. I watched a TV show, and I listened to that BBC radio drama that they made. They all suck. At least so far as, like, staying close to the source material goes. They're not bad stories in and of themselves. It's just compared to the source material, they're not all that great. When the source material is fucking banging, it's awesome. So I'm going to be turning the source material into a audio drama for you guys to consume and enjoy over on Dramatically Dapper. We also have Wandering Scarecrow, who is writing a drama of his own, and I'm really enjoying it. The scripts are coming along slow, but really well. It's a labor of love, and he's doing a really good job with it, and we're hoping to get that off the ground sometime soon. I'm not really sure. We still have to talk logistics on that, because we've been more worried about the Laughably Dapper side of things, which is, you know, fair, because that's what started this whole shebang moving. But yeah, y'all should go subscribe to Laughably Dapper and Dramatically Dapper. check out the SoundCloud accounts. Or account. I'm not sure if Dramatically Dapper has a SoundCloud account yet. But yeah, we've got big plans in the works for Laughably Dapper. Let's see, what the fuck else was I going to talk about? I know I had other shit I wanted to update you guys on. Oh, yeah! Another thing that I'm going to be doing is audiobooks. And, of course, this is all public domain stuff, so it's all pretty old. But, the one that I'm intending to work on right now is The Time Machine by H.G. Wells. Like I say, this all has to be public domain, so most of them are going to be, like, pre-1930s. But that doesn't mean that they're bad books, and I hope you guys will enjoy this. I'm hoping to get one chapter of that out a week, just like I'm hoping to get one podcast out a week and one narration out a week. It'll be something to keep me busy in the afternoon. You know, after I get home from work and I sit down with my cigarettes and my bottle of wine. Which, oh yeah, I moved over to wine. I'm not really drinking liquor and beer anymore. I still like them, but wine is cheaper, and, well, it's actually, it's about the same price. A bottle of wine is about the same price as a 12-pack of beer, but it has higher alcohol content than a beer and less calories, so I get to watch my girlish figure, and I still get to get reasonably tipsy, and I haven't woken up with a hangover yet on wine, unless I just drink an inordinate amount, like a liter and a half. But anyway, you guys don't care about my fucking drinking habits. So yeah, I actually have a schedule here that I'm hoping to get this out by, if this piece of paper will cooperate with me. I know, I'm so professional, aren't I? Let's see. Well, the podcast is supposed to go up Saturday, so that'll be tomorrow. Hopefully I'll be able to get it edited and uploaded. The audiobook thing will hopefully be up by Monday. I will do my best to get chapter one of The Time Machine up by Monday. I really want to get started on this. I'm bored. I'm incredibly bored with this job, and all I have to do there is sit and is work and think and listen to podcasts, and I really want to be more productive and maybe one day get to the point where I can, you know, monetize this shit. That would be really nice. You know, maybe one of these days I could even have merch, and I wouldn't have to open a Patreon and ask for donations or something like that. Because the donation thing really seems, I would rather provide a service that people pay for, like, merchandise or, you know, custom narrations. If you want me to narrate a story, charge so much money or something like that, and I'll go narrate it. It can be your own work, it can be some thing that you found on the internet, but it would have to be, I don't know. I like I say, I'm gonna have to work out the logistics on that. Right now, I'm just using Nightlore and Wikisource, because they have lots of great stories, also the Gutenberg Project, and all that's in public domain, so I have a wide selection to choose from that's not going to get me in legal trouble. So, yeah, so I'll have to work out the logistics on, like, paid stories or something like that later, but that's something that could happen one day. And hopefully the next narration will be out on Wednesday. Story narration, not an audiobook thing. I'm also looking to get back into the LPs. Let's plays. So, the only problem with that is that they take forever to edit. And I have to set up the face cam, and me and my brother are thinking about moving out to this place up the road. So, you know, it's kind of up in the air, and I would prefer to start that up when I actually have a stable place to record from, where I don't have to worry about random shit or just looking like absolute hell. The room, I mean. But the Let's Plays will be coming back. I still have Amnesia. I still have the Call of Cthulhu game. And I can talk for miles about Lovecraft, so, you know, those will be coming back. It's just a matter of time. Let me get back into the swing of things, because I know I can get a narration out a week. I know I can get an audiobook chapter out a week. And this right here is not hard. This is basically, my rants channel, which I'm not going to really be using anymore. I'm just gonna upload everything here. So, you know, what I said, God only fucking knows how long ago, about keeping political opinions off this channel, fuck that. I'm just gonna keep everything right here, and people can subscribe and watch what they want and ignore what they don't want. And then everybody's happy. I don't have to keep up with multiple accounts, and you guys get a assload of content from me. And hopefully, with this podcast, I'll be able to get some guests on, and we'll, you know, talk shit for an hour or two, you know, talk about news items or whatever. Or, you know, if I can get, like, Cloud Cuckoo Country on, we'll just go off on literature, or Blind Sky Watcher, we'll just talk about music for 3 hours. But hopefully we'll be able to do that in the future. I'm not really worried about that now. I'm just concentrating on getting things up and running at the moment. You know, but I think that's everything that I wanted to talk about with the updates. Yeah, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. I even wrote out a little schedule so I know what I'm going to be doing on which day. And I set aside time to actually run out and find stories, because that was one of the biggest, like, I actually enjoy editing narrations. It's just one of the biggest headaches is actually going out and finding stories, because, like, I don't know how it works for other narrators. Like, I know Mr. Creepypasta, people just send him stories to read. So he's got this huge backlog of stories, and he could just throw a dart and pick one and just start narrating. And then, you know, re-record his flubbed lines, and people, he's got people working for him that'll clean it up and shit like that. I'm a one-man show. I actually have to go out and find these stories, which means I have to do, unless it's a story that I know, like I'm looking at Dagon by H.P. Lovecraft right now. That's one of the ones that I'm going to be narrating. That's probably the one that'll come out on, I want to say, when was it? Wednesday. That's probably the one that'll be coming out on Wednesday. I actually have to, unless it's a story that I know, which those are kind of few and far between, I'm actually going to have to go out and read the entire story and make sure it's something that I like, something that is not written utterly horribly, you know, something. I basically have to read a whole shitload of stories, so I have to set aside time to do that, and I actually did that. I have time set aside for it. So, that's gonna be fun, but yeah, that's one of the biggest headaches in narration if you're a one-man show. You actually have to go out and doodle, especially if you don't have, like, a lot of people who are sending you stories to narrate. You have to go out and do a lot of legwork for, story narrations, and it's just kind of a headache. But since I don't really have anything to do apart from my job, I might as well get the fuck back on it. People seem to enjoy them, so, and I enjoy making them, so why not? But, yeah, alright, well, that's all of the update shit, and that probably took for how long have I been going for? 20 minutes? Alright, yeah, but oh man, it feels so good to be gainfully employed, guys. Like, just, that's part of why, because I'm getting a lot more exercise now that I have a job, and I've just been feeling a lot better, despite this fucking head cold that just came around today. It was fucking rainy yesterday, and in the warehouse they don't exactly have air and heat. So, I mean, they have, like, heaters, but they're not very effective unless you keep all the doors closed, and with trucks coming in and the doors going up all the time, it's just cold. Just wear a fucking jacket. So But yeah, with all the exercise that I've been getting, I've been feeling a lot better. I've been actually happy for a long, good few weeks now. And I really, really want to get back into work on this. So I know this sounds like another one of my, oh, he's just saying that shit. He's not actually going to get ready. Give it a week and he'll be fucking done with this shit. No, I'm serious this time. And you can take that for what it's worth, which I know isn't much, but I do intend to keep this rolling for as long as I possibly can and on as regular a schedule as I possibly can, because that's one of my problems. If I'm just left to my own devices, I do everything at the fucking last minute. So I need a schedule. Even if I have to crack the whip, I need someone to crack the whip and make sure that I'm actually working on shit that I need to be working on. So, you know, I think with a more structured outlook, and I put this together while I was on break yesterday. I think with a more structured outlook and a schedule, I'll be able to actually keep to this. So we'll see how it goes. I might miss a day here and there, but I am actually going to be working on this because I do want it. The only way to get better at this kind of thing is to just fucking do it. You gotta put in the practice. You gotta do the legwork. You gotta sit there and edit for 4 hours. That's how you get better. So, that's what I'm gonna fucking do. But yeah, it's a pretty good job. Like I said, I'm not gonna say where it is or what I'm doing. Just suffice to say that it's in a warehouse and it's February, so it's cold as fuck. But, it's a good job. I got good coworkers. You know, everybody seems pretty cool. But that's enough about the job. Another benefit of being gainfully employed is that I was able to get back into, my modeling. And no, I'm not talking like, oh, modeling, people taking pictures of me. I'm nowhere near that fucking pretty. Despite what lies you may have heard. No, I mean, like, Warhammer 40,000 models, and I recently started getting into, Warhammer Fantasy Battle, and was dismayed to find out that a year or so ago, they completely just blew up the Warhammer Fantasy Battle universe. They just completely fucking ended it. They call it the end of days, or the end times, or something like that. And the whole universe got fucking destroyed. And then Sigmar, one of the gods in there, he came in and he remade the whole universe, and now it's a little bit simplified. Like, they used to have all of these different factions, and you had a bunch of different kinds of humans, and you had the orcs and the... Well, they were called greenskins, because there was, like, four or five different varieties of the bastards. Now there's just, like, Death, which is the undead. Order, which is the Stormcast Eternals, who are the Sigmarines, and, like, the Lizardmen. Chaos, which are, of course, the Chaos Warriors, and the Skaven, and one other one that I cannot fucking remember the name of, because I never looked in that direction when I was at the store checking out the models, but I just wanted to get into the Skaven, because honestly, I'm more into the models than anything. It's one of those things. I don't really care about the game. The game's honestly, if I'm going to be, like, perfectly honest about the game, it's kind of tedious and boring. I like a good strategy game. I also like a good strategy game that flows at a decent pace. Warhammer 40K does not. There are so many fucking rules. Like I say, it's a fun game to play. It's just, it's tedious. It takes like 4 hours to get through a game. You're standing around this table. Your feet start to hurt. Eventually you just start like fiddling with your models instead of paying attention to what's going on. I just like modeling. I like the models. The models are fun. They're fun to paint. They're fun to put together. They're really well detailed. They're very well made, which is one of the reasons that I continue to engage in this abusive relationship with Games Workshop. They make damn good models, and I'm not about to move over to fucking model cars, or model airplanes, or model trains, or some shit, because I'm not interested in mechanic shit like that. I'm interested in the science fiction, the gods among men, the monsters, the demons, the Tau, the Eldar, the space marines, you know, good old space wolves, and the Tyranids, and shit like that. And I've been looking at the Skaven, and I really, really like the Skaven. They're pretty cool. They're like giant rat men. And I got a, if that doesn't fall and break something, I got a box right here. And it's like 20 miniatures. And these guys just look badass. Just go on, like, Google image search and look up, Skaven Pestilens, P-E-S-T-I-L-E-N-S, Plague Monks. And they just, like, the art on the box looks kick-ass. I have no idea how I'm gonna paint these guys yet, but I'm working it out. It's something that's kind of rotating in the back of my mind. Like, I didn't know how I was gonna paint my Tyranids, what Hive Fleet I want. And then eventually I just picked my own color scheme and fucking ran with it like a kid with scissors. It's awesome. Painting these things is so much goddamn fun. If you're into modeling, I can't recommend that you get into Games Workshop, but check it out, because, like I say, the models are stupid expensive. Like, this box of 20 Plague Monks is, like, $36, maybe a little bit more, because of tax, but I think it's worth it, because I don't buy, like, I don't spend all my money on it. I just buy a box here, a box there. Sometimes I get a big model. And then I just take it home and paint it, because I'm just really into the modeling. I'd like one day to get a nice glass case for them and just set that up in my house, you know, and just have my models on display somewhere where I don't really have to worry about them getting all dusty or anything. You know, take out some canned air and blow the dust off them every now and again. Maybe if somebody wants to play, I'll break them out and have a game. But like I say, I've been getting into the Skaven, and they got this whole Age of Sigmar thing going on. People are pissed. Pissed off. I went and watched, I was watching, who the fuck was it? Was it V Monroe or Harmful Opinions? It was either V or Harmful Opinions. They had a conversation with a guy called Arch Warhammer. If you're thinking about getting into Warhammer Fantasy, this guy does lore videos on fucking everything. They're really well researched. They're really well spoken. The guy's very well spoken. He's got a good voice, and he knows more about this thing than I ever fucking will. but he also has a really good video where he deconstructs an article about a feminist opinions on 40K, and he just, like, flays this person alive. It was brilliant. So yeah, look up Arch Warhammer. It's exactly how it sounds. But people are mad about these rule sets, man, because they took, like, the way it goes with 40K and the way it used to go with Fantasy Battle is that they would have one set that was the core rule book, right? It was like D&D. These are all the rules you need to know to start playing. And this is, you know, this is how a turn goes, this is all of the different enemy types or unit types, and this is how far away you have to be able to shoot, and, you know, close combat rules and stuff like that. It was really, really fucking detailed. And then they had a separate codex for each race that would detail all of the units in that race, all of the different types. It would give you lore. Like, I got the Tyranids and the Space Wolves codexes over there. And the first, like, I don't know, quarter to third of this book is just straight fucking lore about the Tyranids. Like, where they come from, where, what they're doing, how they operate, where they've been, the history of them in our galaxy. Really, really interesting shit for a total nerd like me. But with this whole Age of Sigmar thing, it really seems like they're trying to appeal to children. They simplified the rules down to 2 pages front and back. So, like, 4 pages of rules. And it's really, really simple shit. And one thing that I did like, though, because I went and talked to the guy up at GW about this, they have a app for your smartphone, and you can get it on Android or iPhone. I can't get it, because I'm a fucking caveman, and I'm, like, running a 4S when everybody else is upgraded to, like, 6 and shit. But it has all of the rules in it, and you can just pick your army, and you can download all of the information to your app, and then you just open your app, and it has all of the rules for every single unit and character in the game right there at your fingertips. It was so fucking convenient. And it's free! So it's a hell of a lot better than having to spend fucking... How much did those things cost? Like $45 on a codex rulebook for the factions? No, fuck... give me the app any day. But the only reason they're able to do that is because they took so much content out that made it a really involved strategy game. And it kind of had a high barrier to entry. Not only because the models are prohibitively expensive, but because the rules are so complex and the books are so expensive that not everybody is going to be able to get into it. But with this, you know, you bring your 10-year-old kid in there and they're, oh, I want to play the Ratmen, Daddy. And then you just download the app to your smartphone. You got all the rules for the Ratmen right there. You know, they paint and put together their little box, and all, it's really simple. It's like they do skirmishes. You don't have to have an whole army. They got rid of the point system. For those of you who don't know what the point system is, the point system was, okay, let's say I'm doing a 2,000-point battle. Every unit in my army is worth a certain number of points. So I have, this guy is worth, like, he's a real super badass character, and he's a unit all by himself, so he's worth, like, 230 points, right? And then you got other units that are worth, like, 80 points for a certain number, and then, like, add 15 points for every model that you add to this unit, up to a certain number of models. And then you just configure that any which way you want within 2,000 points. They got rid of that. They scrapped that whole system. So I can take this box of 20 Plague Monks right here, which I have yet to work on, and I can paint them and base them and go back into the store and put them on a table and play a game with them. And if the other guy isn't a total dickhead, he can bring a comparable force, and we can have an actual fight. We can, you know, we can have a little skirmish battle and thing. It'd take like 45 minutes to play a game. Which is really appealing to me, because, like, 40K games are fun, but they last for fucking ever. They take hours to play. But yeah, I heard about people who are, like, so mad about this shit that they fucking, like, burned their codexes. I heard about one guy who burned a 2,000-point dwarf army. And, like, 2,000-points army, you're looking at upwards of $800 in models, depending on how the distribution is laid out. You know, if you got vehicles and shit like that, yeah, that's upwards of $500, $800, something like that. Which I really don't understand why people are so fucking upset about this. But if you've still got your old codex, if you've still got your old rulebook for, like, I think it was version 8, 8th edition, there you go, 8th edition. It was the 8th edition, and then they did the End Times, and now they're doing Sigmar. If you've still got your 8th edition rulebook and your 8th edition codexes, fucking play that! Keep your mind... You still had fun painting your models, right? You still got your models, and if you want to play a Sigmar game, then you can fucking just bring your models and play them. Nobody's gonna get... Who's gonna get fucked up? If you're going to a fucking tournament, yeah, I could see somebody getting pissy about you bringing in, like, two generations back models to play, but, I mean, if you're just playing at, like, the game shop or at home with your friends, who the fuck cares? And, like, the way the guy explained it to me at the store was, like, basically, he broke it down like this. If you're playing a game like D&D, people do this with D&D all the time, you have your basic set of rules that D&D lays down where they work out all the math for you, and they have lore to help you learn where you want to be and stuff. And give you an idea of what to do with each of the different races and things like that. Most people create house rules. And sometimes they can be game-breaking, and sometimes they can just be fun. Sometimes they can just make the game smoother or easier. And that's apparently what they were trying to do with Age of Sigmar. I still think that they were trying to appeal to children and get kids into the game, and, like, kind of like how dealers will do, like drug dealers, like hook them when they're young. Raise up a child in the way he shall go, and he will not depart from it. That kind of thing. And, they'll just hook them when they're young and then get them in with this fun game and then put out, like, 9th edition, like, I don't know, 2-3 years from now. But he was basically like, you know, this is the basic rules, and if you want to mod them out or have house rules, then fucking go for it. It makes it a lot easier to just play the game however you want to play it. So as long as the 2 or 3 or 4 or 6 people at the table agree on the rule set, it's a lot easier to just pick up and play. Which, you know, hey, fair enough. I don't know, I just kind of felt like talking about that, because I'm just really excited to get to work on these Skaven. I finally finished my Tyrion and Moloch. I've been working on that thing for, like, don't tell the guys at the game store. Not that you know them. But I've been working on that thing for, like, 4 months. Just, like, I haven't had time, or I just didn't want to, or I was fucking hungover. Whatever, I finally finished the damn thing. I got it based. It's sitting up there on my bookshelf with the rest of my Tyranid army. I've still got, like, a million Tyranid models to paint. But part of the fun of this is getting obsessed with a new army. So I'm gonna make me some rat men. But yeah, okay. Well, fuck it. Let's do some news. Let's do a news article. It'll be fun. It'll be like the Going Back to the Rants channel. And I'm only 37 minutes in. 37 minutes is barely respectable for a podcast, especially if you're looking for something to listen to while you do other shit. I have no idea whether or not this is good wine. Honestly. It's a Bella Sera Pinot Noir. I like the way it tastes, partly because I just kind of grabbed it. Like, I checked on the back, and it says, it's a smooth wine with flavors of dark plum and cherry. And I like plums and cherries, so I figured that this one would appeal to me. And this is, like, the only wine that I've been drinking since I started drinking wine. I enjoy the taste of it. I used to think wine tasted like vinegar, but I figured maybe I was getting the wrong type of wine. So I'd try something that wasn't really made by grapes. And I don't know if this is mainly grape or not, but, I mean, dark plum and cherry sounded pretty good, and it turns out it is. So I'm enjoying the hell out of that, but I don't know if it's, like, actual good. Well, I got it from the grocery store, so probably not. But then again, I firmly believe that people who get snobbish over alcohol are not to be trusted or taken seriously. Except people who believe that whiskey is the best of all alcohols, because they're fucking right. Anyway, I suppose I'll put the link to this in the description. This is from Hypeline.org. Worth the Hype, a project of Turning Point USA. Okay, and apparently this is an exclusive. I don't know how serious to take that. But it says, exclusive, TCU, that's a Texas Christian University. Professor calls police on disabled student veteran over dissenting opinion. A professor from TCU recently called the police on a disabled student veteran. Well, I mean, what kind of disability has the guy got? Because, I mean, if he's, like, missing a leg, that's kind of fucked up to pull that shit on him. To, like, call the cops on a disabled guy, that's pretty fucked up. Unless he's, like, actively doing something to fuck you over. I mean, just the premise of this is horrifying on its face, that they can call the police and fuck with you like that, and just because you disagreed with them. That's just horrifying in and of itself. But, you know, let's go on with the article here. A professor from TCU recently called the police on a disabled student veteran over a dissenting blog post labeling the student's conservative opinion as bullying, quote-unquote. Because of course it is. And anybody who has conservative opinion about anything, they must be bullying other people. They're just a horrible fucking person. They obviously support Donald Trump, and they should go die in a fucking hole, am I right? The professor, Dr. Melita Garza, involved the police after calling the disabled veteran's blog post dark, offensive, and inappropriate. It's not like it was happening in your fucking class. What the fuck are you going on this guy's blog for? It's none of your fucking business what he does in his own time on the internet. You're his teacher. He pays your fucking salary, not the other way around. And it's not up to you to police his activity outside of your classroom, or, least of all, his fucking opinions. If the guy's not actively doing anything wrong, if he's just saying shit that you disagree with, then go fuck yourself. Get a hobby. Jesus Christ. The student was asked by the professor to create a blog post in reaction to the topic of feminism. Oh, okay, so it was an assignment. All right, never mind then. Okay, then yeah, that is something that they would... The professor would have to check that, because it's a fucking assignment, so that's understandable. But calling the police on the guy because of a fucking blog post, how much of a pussy are you? And the student's post offered a conservative dissent to the topic of feminism, citing women as the freest and most liberated in human history, utilizing research conducted by the American Enterprise Institute. He's right! He's right! He's fucking right! Western women. Women in Canada, women in the UK, women in the US, countries like that, they are the freest and most liberated people in human history. You want to know how free and liberated these women are? They're bitching about the way men sit on public transportation. If that's not the epitome of first world problems, then I don't know what the fuck is. How can you even think that women are oppressed? When that's the shit they're complaining about. Video games. They're complaining about video games. Motherfucking video games. Oh my god. This scantily clad female character slapped her own ass in a video game. This is a horrible tragedy for women everywhere. Oh, go take your fucking pearl clutching crocodile tears somewhere the fuck else. You have no problems. You have no problems. That's why you're complaining about this petty shit. Because when you have no problems, the petty shit seems like big shit. Go live in Afghanistan for 6 months and tell me that you're still fucking concerned about how men sit on public transportation. The professor gave the student an F on the blog post because they disagreed. I'm guessing. That's not part of it. But because they disagreed, I'm guessing that's why they got an F. Because you're supposed to fucking regurgitate. Like, universities aren't there to teach you anything anymore. They're not there to teach you how to think. They're there to teach you what to think. They're indoctrination, facilities. That's what they are. You're supposed to go in, you're supposed to listen to the largely liberal, and there's nothing inherently wrong with being a liberal. I mean, I'm pretty apolitical myself. I don't care if you're a liberal. If you're a liberal, go for it. I adhere to a lot of classical liberal ideals. But, like, it's pretty undeniable that liberals run the roost at American and Canadian and United Kingdom colleges. So you go in there and you get fed all largely garbage by these liberal professors, and I'm not necessarily using liberal as a pejorative here, but you get what I mean. Just as the same way I wouldn't use a conservative as a pejorative. But you're supposed to go in there, you're supposed to listen to what they tell you, you're supposed to agree with everything they fucking say, and if you question them on something that isn't, like, explain the finer point of X, then they... Oh my god, you're a heretic, and we have to burn you at the fucking stake, like this poor bastard. Then the professor reported the disabled student veteran to the department chair, stating the student's degrading references to women and disturbing video elicited concerns for my safety? How fucking weak are you? They're so such a fucking coward. Such a pussy. Is this guy in a wheelchair? I wish I knew this guy's name so that I could look him up and see if this guy's, like, in a wheelchair or something. Because, like, what the fuck is this guy gonna do? He's a fucking disabled vet. He's not gonna do anything. He just disagrees with your political ideology, fucking cunt. I was concerned about the safety of other students in the course, most of whom were women. Why? What did he say that he was gonna do anything? Or did you just disagree with his fucking opinion, and now you're falling back on your victim complex? You're falling back on, oh, what about the women? What about the women? To try and get this dude kicked out of your fucking class and arrested. What the hell? Like, how fucking weak are you? How insecure in your ideological position are you? That you have to fucking report people to the head of your department and call the police because they disagree with your opinion on something. It blows my fucking mind how utterly fucking spineless these people are. The professor then asked the department chair to have the student removed from the class and to provide police security. To the professor. To protect the professor. I hope they refused. I hope they fucking refused. Oh, God. I hope they said, toughen up, bitch. Go take a fucking karate course. Get a gun. Carry it. Go get your fucking CWP. This is so stupid. Oh my God, this is horrifying. There is no official complaint from the professor or a conduct case against the student. However, the student has lost his military education benefits because of the professor's action. He lost his military education benefits because this cunt, this utter fucking spineless, cowardly cunt, this callow bitch, disagreed with him. So, he lost his military education benefits. What the hell? How does the professor have that kind of fucking power? I mean, I could see if it was for an actual violation. Like, if he had, you know, gotten into a heated argument with her in class and said, I'll meet you out in the fucking parking lot, bitch. That would have been justifiable. But just writing a blog post? And you'll notice that none of this has mentioned that the guy had anything violent whatsoever in his blog post. Because if there had been anything violent, any promises of retribution or violence or he's going to hunt this professor down or some shit like that, they would have fucking published it. They would have published it. Do they even have the... Well, they have the police report. The TCU Police Department case report is disruptive in class. Yeah, I'll bet he was disruptive in class. How dare a man have an opinion that a woman disagrees with? Okay, yeah, As evidence, the professor cited their course syllabus's note on civility, which states, it is understood that students will reflect a range of perspectives. Students are asked to listen carefully and express ideas with reason, clarity, and compassion. In addition, student conduct that disrupts the learning process will not be tolerated and may lead to disciplinary action or removal from class. Basically, if you disagree with me, I will get your fucking military education benefits revoked. Fucking cunt, man. The dean has since issued a no-contact order to the student veteran. The student has been barred from the communications department and cannot talk to any other students in the department or in his class. Jesus Christ, man. Well, I mean, it's communications. It's fucking worthless. Dude, go learn something real. Stop taking a fucking propaganda course. Oh, man. This is fucking unreal, dude. How do they think this is okay? We actually have a quote from the student. My unjustified removal is evidence of her attitude towards disabled veteran students with different, quote, insights, and aligns with the definition of teacher-student abuse, said the student in response to the professor's actions. Somebody needs a comma instead of a period there. This is evidence of her attitude towards disabled veteran students trying to succeed with limitations. Nice. Nice. It's exactly like Turd Flinging Monkey says. You can't reason with these people, so you have to fucking out-crazy them. You have to either be a complete rock, and, you know, that whole, I can't remember the emperor's name from Mulan, but the emperor from Mulan, when he said, you know, no matter how hard the wind blows, the mountain cannot bow to it, you have to be an utter fucking rock. And just never give in to these people, or you have to fucking out crazy them. And this guy, that's what he's doing. He's out fucking crazying them. I'll guarantee it. He's relying on his actual disability to get this bitch in trouble and try and play the victim card against a good plan. I don't think you're gonna win because you're a man. You're an anti-feminist. And you're a veteran, which they don't look kindly on veterans there. But nice idea. Good plan. Fight back with all of the tools at your disposal. Nonviolently. Just fight back. You know, out crazy that bitch. TCU demonstration guidelines state, TCU firmly supports the rights of all members of the university community to express their views. Yeah, that's why you took away his fucking military education benefits. Bastards. A number of students have complained about Dr. Garza online via the popular website RateMyProfessor.com. Good. Good. She fucking deserves it. Ruin that bitch's reputation. Make it so they fire her because nobody takes her classes anymore. You know, these social justice types always talk about, you know, you can say whatever you want, but you're not exempt from your consequences. Well, bitch, these are your consequences. This is that exact mentality coming back to bite you in the fucking ass. Hypeline reached out to TCU, however, they could not be reached for comment in time for publication. God damn. This is fucking crazy. This is absolutely insane. How can she get him... she didn't get him kicked out of college, but she came fucking close. Oh shit. Holy shit, this guy has a Tumblr. There's somebody down in the comments section, actually, Rick Wyatt. I think this is his site where he posted the offensive blog. It was in the police report. mrm0391.tumblr.com. Nice. This guy's a fucking men's rights activist. Oh, Jesus. I love this guy already. Oh, God, this is long. This is long, 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 long. He's got a fucking works cited page. He's got one on Trump. And this whole women in combat roles thing here, which was published September 28th of last year. I would follow this guy, but I don't think he's going to be very active. I think he probably just posted this for the class. Because, yeah, September 13th, 2015, yeah, he started this blog for the class. Which, I mean, leave it to a fucking communications professor, who's also a feminist, to get up in front of her class and be like, oh, y'all need to get on Tumblr and write blog posts that agree with me! I hope you take that university to the fucking cleaners, Matthew. Good on you. Fight back. Fight back as much as you possibly fucking can. Oh, that shit is fucking crazy. Oh, what's this? Oh, Bucket has another has another job for me. Awesome. Yeah, this is another thing. If you're not subscribed to Dimension Bucket on YouTube, go subscribe to Dimension Bucket. He's a great narrator. He does animations, not like full-scale animations, but some of his older videos do. You can kind of like see his progress. He's done some really cool shit with animating. And he's one of the best audio engineers I know personally. So yeah, just go subscribe to Dimension Bucket. If you need any more incentive other than my glowing recommendation, I'm actually going to be in one of his, forthcoming videos. I'm pretty sure, it's on his channel. I don't think that Deebles is gonna come to me for anybody that he works for and ask me to do lines for them without letting me know it's going to be on their channel, so I'm pretty sure this is a personal project. But, yeah, apparently he has another story for me, so that's awesome, that's gonna be fun. And I don't have to re-record my lines, so that's pretty sweet. Hell yeah. God, that's fucking insane. Absolutely fucking crazy. How long have we been going on for? About an hour? 56 minutes. I don't think I have anything else to really talk about. So, yeah, I think that's about the end of it. So, I will catch you guys in the next week. Don't forget, look for the audiobook, The Time Machine, Chapter 1, coming out Monday. Sick or not, because honestly, I don't think I sound all that bad. I'll take a listen to this while I'm editing here and cutting out some dead air and stuff like that. And I'll see if I'm good enough to actually record anything that needs to sound professional. And if I am, then I'll go ahead and record that, because I'm kind of in the mood right now. So I'll get that out Monday if I don't sound like complete and utter shit. And there'll be a new narration coming out Wednesday, which, like I say, is probably going to be Dagon. Might be another story. Probably going to be Dagon. So, yeah, stay tuned, because I'm ramping this channel back up to full fucking speed, and I would love for you guys to all get back on the train with me as I shovel coal into the engine and we barrel towards the cliff edge. But yeah, thanks for listening, everybody, and I will catch y'all next time. Peace out.